Welcome, everybody. This is Dr. Jesse Morso, the Florida Orthopedic Specialist and the Fantasy Doctors, and I have my partner in crime here for the Fantasy Doctors podcast heading into week 8. We are pretty much halfway point into the regular season, way past the half point for fantasy season. There's kind of a lot of big name injuries this week. Definitely some highlight names that we want to add, comment on, want to really focus on, and then some other guys we'll briefly gloss over. Our goal is a 30-minute podcast to keep you guys honest and not have to worry about us just chit-chatting for an hour and a half or whatever. I got a bunch of questions on Twitter, and I try to answer them. If I didn't answer them then, I will try to answer them now. If not, hit me up, and we will do the on the live stream on Sunday morning. I will answer them for you. So, Emmer, how are you doing this week, buddy?
Good, man. Thanks for having me. We'll get this podcast out. There's a lot of good high quality information with very relevant people, so stay tuned throughout the whole episode.
Last week I think our podcast numbers got a little derailed with the Mahomes injury, and everybody was just completely obsessed, and it just threw everything off. Speaking of Mahomes, we might as well start with him. First of all, he basically suffered a kneecap dislocation. Whether or not his high ankle sprain played a direct role, I don't think that's the case. I think if anything, it was probably an indirect role, probably not the best call to quarterback sneak him. And either way, it looked like a lineman or a linebacker, somebody kneed him like perfectly on his kneecap and it popped it out. Traditionally, this is a lateral dislocation. There is a ligament underneath the kneecap that keeps it where it belongs. And if you tear it or if it gets torn, the kneecap can pop out. The kneecap is super important for the knee. Without the kneecap, you really can't use your knee, which sounds kind of funny, but it's true. So I'm a little surprised at the fact that he's even been practicing the past 2 days. Like, it's pretty crazy to me. Not only did he have a negative MRI besides likely this MPFL tear, that little ligament, but then he actually 5-6 days later is already back on the field, likely with a brace on. He's got long pants on, so you can't see. But what are your thoughts on this? Like, is this crazy, or am I just being silly?
Jesse, you're absolutely right. I mean, a patellar dislocation is a pretty violent injury. Number one, Andy Reid had no business having him in a QB sneak when they're up that far in the game. But that's besides the point. Number two, I mean, this is an injury just with the knee swelling and the ligament injury. It takes, 3-4 solid weeks for this to heal. I thought at the earliest he'd be back on the field in 3 weeks, and that might have been a stretch even. So I fully do not think they're going to put him out there. I think he's practicing. He's jogging with the brace. I'd be very surprised if he plays on Sunday. We have been surprised before with kind of these severe injuries, but I think it'd be very unusual to have him back on the field this week, and maybe earliest next week. And I still think that's a little bit of a stretch, but we'll see how he does.
No, I agree. I mean, right now, my return to play ideal time, and not ideal, but realistic, I should say, is week 11. So Obviously we're entering week 8. They are obviously not in the number one seed or two seed in the AFC, but they still have a potential top seed. Matt Moore isn't awesome, but is manageable. I think they're a little concerned about the Sunday night game, which is reasonable, playing the Packers. But at the same time, this is your franchise quarterback. This is the face of the NFL, as far as I'm concerned. Without this guy, your team is probably not even playoff worthy, or maybe fringe. And with the playoff, with him at 100%, they're probably a favorite or one of the favorites. So it's like, they should be smart with this knee. Their staff is really good, so I have the utmost faith in them, but just a little surprised they're getting them out there this fast. Sometimes you have to protect the player from themselves, and sometimes it's hard to tell a stud superstar that, no, you can't play right now. I would be utterly astonished if he plays this week. Like, it's just silly. Let's move on. Matty Ice suffered, they're calling it an ankle sprain. It looked like more of a high ankle sprain. As we saw with Patrick Mahomes, who suffered one in week 1, you can play on them as a quarterback. You're not very mobile, which is kind of part of Mahomes' issue. Matty Ice isn't really the most mobile guy as it is, but he does need to move out of the way. He does need to kind of scramble if he's getting potentially sacked. They're saying there's a chance he plays. I do not believe he practiced today. I was super busy in clinic, so I didn't get to check a lot of the reports. But what do you think for this week? Do you think he plays at all?
I'd be surprised if he plays. I mean, these ankle injuries don't affect mobile quarterbacks. I'm sorry, they affect mobile quarterbacks more. But when you're in the pocket and it's collapsing, you got to get out and be able to move around. He did not practice today, so you're correct in that. And I'd be pretty surprised if he ends up starting this weekend. I think it's a little too soon.
Agreed. Next quarterback, and kind of the last one I really want to talk about, is Drew Brees. So it sounds like there's a chance Drew Brees comes back this week. I think that's reasonable. You're the hand expert. You actually repair these for a living. I know baseballs are different than football, so the grip strength and everything is different. So this isn't a super common injury in football. Do you think they should risk him back, or should they wait essentially a game because they have a bye week next week, let Teddy Bridgewater beat the Arizona Cardinals and have him come back in week 10 or whatever it is?
Yeah, I mean, he's typically, we keep him out 6 full weeks, because that's 6 weeks is kind of the general number we quote for ligament healing back to bone. I actually did one of these today, and I told the patient he's getting Drew Brees surgery and that he'd be out from lifting for 6 weeks. So I don't know if Drew Brees comes back earlier, I might have to tell him something else. But he's fully said that he's going to play this Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. If he does play, I expect them to run the hell out of the ball down their throats. And I think that'd probably be the game plan. I think it's a toss-up. I mean, if he's rehabbing well, I think he can get out there. And I don't really think they're going to hold him back if he wants to be out there.
And then the dilemma is, like, because I have Drew Brees in one of my dynasty leagues, probably not a good choice in hindsight, but yeah. I have him for what it is. But, I mean, you kind of have to play him. I mean, that's the tricky part. It's like, I don't believe they'll have Traquan back. The question is, and we'll talk about this in a minute, is if they have Kamara back. So it's like, what is his upside if – A, he's got a banged up thumb, and B, he's got a banged up core. I mean, and Jared Cook is banged up. So it's like probably not the best time to bring him back with limited weapons. The Arizona Cardinals don't have the best pass rush, but they have a respectable one with Chandler Jones and Terrell Suggs. So I think he comes back. I'm not super happy about it, but as long as he plays pain-free and mistake-free relatively and doesn't have a re-injury, I think we'll be okay. The question is whether or not you start him. And I just, despite this great matchup, I'm not a big fan of this. Mm-hmm. I agree. I think they run like a ton. Baker Mayfield, briefly go through a couple of these. Hip injury, not concerning, just an awful matchup versus the Patriots. Sam Darnold, after seeing ghosts, apparently broke his toenail and needed to have it removed, which is a very painful thing. He will play, though. Case Keenum, as we just saw, got a concussion and will be questionable for week 8, I guess it would be, or 9. And I probably will miss that and head into week 10. Cam Newton is not going to play this week. I think that's a smart idea because San Francisco's defense is legit. And I think he will play next week, actually, week 9. Let's transition to some big-name running backs. Kerryon, unfortunately, suffered a knee injury, probably similar to the one he suffered last year where he essentially didn't play the last 6 games. It was the same knee as this year. We don't know the details of the exact injury. We do know that he had surgery and he was placed on IR. There's a very good chance he's done for the year. I don't know what their situation is in terms of getting him back, in terms of who's going to come back, because they only have 2 spots. As far as my initial suspicion is, it's a meniscal tear, but it could be an MCL tear like he had last year. And then the question becomes, and we'll talk about this in the future, is he too high risk to consider being a top 15 back in 2020? You know, like, that's part of the issue, is that he's lost 2 years at the important part of the season with basically similar knee injuries. And then Ty Johnson has potential, but you know, he's a rookie. McKissick is there. He's a nice PPR option, which I think is probably which way they'll go. But some thoughts. Where are you at with this?
Yeah, I mean, they were very unclear about what he had done. I'm probably leaning more towards it. It was a meniscal injury. They said that he would miss weeks, and they expect him to from certain reports, they said they expect him to be back, but they didn't really give a time frame. So, you know, it's kind of risky. They're going to have a full-blown timeshare. Johnson's a good pickup, Ty Johnson. But you're right. I mean, he's proven year in, year out now that he's a workhorse when he's there, but he can't stay on the field. So kind of see what happens with that.
Agreed. Yep. I took home a little cash on a little rundown slate tonight. Nothing crazy, but I'll take it.
Nice.
What Dalvin Cook had another beautiful night. All right. So David Johnson, you want to talk about someone that irritated a lot of people last week, man. Woo! I got lucky, and I guess that's the easy way to put it. I got lucky. I started Edmonds in a lot of leagues and on a lot of DFS teams, and it worked out obviously really well. I liked his price. I loved the matchup. I was a little bit concerned about David Johnson, but not super concerned. If I did, I would have been ahead of a lot more of them. We don't know if this was his back or if this was his ankle, or I haven't been able to confirm that it was one of the two that flared. I know it was one of them. It was ugly weather. It was in New York. It was a great matchup, obviously. The question becomes, what do they do this week? They have a tough matchup. He's obviously not 100%. I don't even think he's practiced yet this week. Edmonds looks fantastic. I mean, can you put the cat back in the bag? Like, come on now. Like, where are you at on this?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because we both said on this podcast to look out for Chase Edmonds. And for those who listen, we're very handsomely rewarded. You know, the hard thing is they have a Thursday night game the week after.
Yep.
David Johnson has come out saying they're not going to rest him, that he doesn't want to be rested Sunday just because they have to keep him fresh for Thursday. And he's as hard-nosed as any competitor in the league.
Of course.
So he has been practicing. I think he's going to play. I don't think he's going to get the full snap count. It's kind of a very – and they're saying it's a game-time decision. I don't feel good about it. If I have David Johnson, I'd be very nervous. If you have Chase Edmonds in the flex, they have another – decent matchup, I would fire him up with confidence, ride him out, and I think going forward, I don't know if they're going to ignore Chase Edmonds' talent. I mean, we know if he has it. He's going to be involved more and more in this offense.
I love Edmonds, man. The kid's legit. Mm-hmm. I think there's a 50% chance that David Johnson plays. I think it's going to be a true game-time decision. I don't really trust the decision, and I think he should sit. If he does play, I won't have him. If he's in the lineup, I would remove him. I just don't trust him. I know we're in bye weeks and stuff like that, and we're getting thin, but I just have a bad feeling about this. The other question is, and I don't know where if this is possible, is he a trade candidate? You know? I'm pretty sure he's in the last year of a deal. They could definitely use some draft picks and stuff to rebuild their team. He could definitely help a playoff contending team. They're obviously not going. I don't know if it's possible, but I wouldn't be surprised, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thought. He did sign a pretty big contract before he got hurt, you know, a couple years ago. So it's a good thought. I mean, he has a lot of baggage that he's carrying with him now. He's not going to be the same guy he was in 2016 ever again.
Unfortunately. Alvin Kamara, probably one of the biggest names of the week. The next one we'll talk about is also a big name. Dealing with two injuries, a high ankle sprain like Saquon, like a bunch of these guys, as well as an MCL sprain, which is likely what Kerryon had. There are strong rumblings that he is going to play this week versus Arizona. He missed last week. We saw Latavius Murray have a ridiculous performance versus your Cowboys or your Bears in Chicago. And the fact that he has a bye next week, I just think it's silly to play him. I know he wants to play. I know he's a competitor, but he's just not going to be 100%. Give Murray the workload. Let him go ham. Be smart with this. They need to think long-term, not short-term. They need Kamara healthy in the playoffs. Please do the smart decision. If he starts, you kind of have to play him. I hate it, though. I really hate it. He'll be a big topic on Sunday morning. Any thoughts?
Yeah, he practiced today. They said, you know, the report said that he's been looking good. It's very scary considering the way he runs. He cuts, jumps in the cuts, really explodes out of there. He has high re-injury risk. So, you know, I agree with you. I think the smart thing for them to do would be just to run out Murray in this cupcake matchup and win the game.
Yeah.
Easy way. But with the bye week, same thing with the Drew Brees situation. You know, if they're there, they're going to play. It might be better to hold them out. But what we think is real and reality are two different things. Correct.
Definitely. James Conner with a quad. He had a bye week last week. Not super concerned about him right now. He's got a Monday night game. Rock and roll. He's not been the healthiest guy, but for the most part, he's produced. That's just his nature. I think I'm not concerned. I have him in a bunch of leagues, and I'm starting him. Any concerns? Any thoughts?
No, not at all. I mean, he had the bye week to get healthy. He'll be fine.
Josh Jacobs, kind of a little bit of a controversial topic, and I'm going to discuss why in a second. Banged up with a shoulder injury. I loved him last week. Left early, mid-game, with a shoulder injury. I'm assuming he went back for x-rays. We found out later, obviously, they were negative because he came back, but that he had likely a Toradol shot. They basically said a pain injection, which is basically what I'd be astonished if they gave him anything else. But here's the problem with this. So this guy is hopped up on Toradol, which what lasts 90 minutes, maybe 2 hours if you're new to it. So this guy's playing with potentially a serious injury, but he can't feel it because the pain medicine's kicking in. Potentially doing more damage so that they could finish the second half. Now he's obviously still hurting. It's only 3-4 days later. Shouldn't get another Toradol. I mean, you can, but you shouldn't. And this leads to the discussion about Osemi, what the kid from the Jets. I can never pronounce his name. With the shoulder drama. Have you heard about this?
Oh. I know you're talking about.
It's Kuchele or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pull it up real quick because this is kind of I want to talk about this real quick because of how shady this is. So remember that the goal of the NFL team is to A, make the player money or the owner money, right? This is an investment. B, win games. They don't care about the players, period. Their staff works for the owner, not for the player, okay? This is not regular medicine. This is my opinion, but here's where I'm at. Here's right here. Okay. So the Jets, Kelechi Osemele, gave a statement or talked to Manish Mehta, who was one of the Jets' main reporters or New York reporters, basically saying, here's his direct quote. Once it stops working, talking about a Toradol injection, what do I do? Take Vicodin? ? Where's the line? ? How much should a player play through pain? ? What is the limit? ? Is there a limit? ? Toradol every day? ? Does my health not matter? ? They, assuming this story is true, usually these guys are pretty good, they're saying that they sent blank MRIs to the physician, got a second opinion, still weren't happy with it, everybody was in consensus that he needed shoulder surgery on a torn labrum. They told him he couldn't have it. He got a third opinion somewhere in Massachusetts, likely Harvard, but maybe not, who confirmed what they suspected. He had his labrum surgery today. Eventually.
Yeah, they actually posted the referral note from Glenn Ross, who is one of the doctors at Tufts, New England Baptist, that said that he recommended, and they posted it online, that he recommends surgery, which is crazy, you know? So,
this is shady. This is really, so this is what you guys got to understand. These guys are pawns, okay? I got to be really careful when I say this, but these guys are they're using their bodies for a short window, and these guys will play through pain, but where is the line? Where is it where I can't keep doing this to my body because when I'm done playing, I'm going to have a shorter lifespan, or I have kidney disease, or I have CTE, or whatever. I'll go on for this for an hour, so I'm going to stop it here, but it's unfortunate, and it just made me think, how much do these guys actually go through each week to get on the field? You know, I haven't had a long enough career to be able to be on the NFL sidelines, so I don't have firsthand experience, but this stuff happens, period. Let's move on. Jalen Richard, the backup to Josh Jacobs, banged up with an ankle injury today, unknown severity. Malcolm Brown has been ruled out. Rex Burkhead is probably 50-50 with a foot injury. I wouldn't be surprised if they shut him down again, honestly, because they don't really need him this week. Matt Breida was poked in the eye, and he should be fine. And Ito Smith was ruled out with a concussion, probably out another week. I wouldn't be surprised. Let's move on to the wide receivers. Any thoughts about any of those guys?
No. I mean, I echoed it. Breida's going to play. That's the only one that's relevant out of those.
Yeah, I agree. I skipped the guys that played tonight because it's a moot point. Mm. Will Fuller obviously suffered a hamstring injury. This guy is dynamic when he's on the field. We know that. He's also quote-unquote injury prone. I don't like that term, but sometimes it sticks. He hasn't been able to stay healthy. He had his ACL. Now he's got a hamstring. He had something a couple years ago. I don't remember what it was. And they called it a moderate, okay? That usually means 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. At this point, cut bait. Don't hold on him like you did D-Jax and you regret it 6 weeks later. This is a Kenny Stills game. Kuti will get a little bit of looks. Nuke is going to get a ton of looks. Going forward, those are the two guys you want. Kuti will help. There is no chance he plays this week. Probably not a good chance he plays next week. I don't know when their bye is. What are your thoughts on Fuller?
He is the quintessential boomer bust. He's been for several years, can't stay on the field. You know, the best time to get rid of him was after his big game because you can't trust him, and this just proves why. So I agree, if you have him, cut bait or trade him to someone who wants him, and don't worry about the headache of having him on your team.
Correct. Hats off. Congrats to you if you sold high on him after his banana game. Adam Thielen obviously missed tonight's game. Probably a good chance he plays next week. Diggs went ham tonight. But I find this offense looks good. It's no longer one-dimensional. I don't know how it's going to play out in the future, but I'm happy that they're actually throwing the ball now and not running it a million times. A big injury that we need to talk about that popped up today, and you know I hate Thursday and Friday injuries. Keenan Allen popped up with a hamstring. This is a little surprising, predominantly because we traditionally don't see hamstring injuries in the middle of the season. Hmm. The data shows they're usually preseason, the first 4 or 5 weeks. Why guys are starting to get a midseason, I don't know. But anytime you have a Thursday injury – with a Sunday game, bad, bad, bad. Especially since he had a full practice yesterday, which means he did it yesterday or did it today, one of the two. If he plays, I will be astonished. If he does, he's a decoy. I have him at 25% right now, and I wouldn't be surprised if they ruled him out tomorrow. This is going to be a Hunter Henry, Eckler, and Mike Williams game. They've already lost Inman. They've already lost Travis Benjamin to IR. They're getting really thin. Melvin Gordon looks freaking awful. That was the biggest mistake they could have made. What are your thoughts on Keenan Allen playing this week and going forward?
No, I completely agree. Hamstring injury is not one of those that just goes away. He's in his sixth year. He's not a young guy, and his injuries have been creeping up. He's been pretty good about staying on the field when he didn't have any huge ones, but it's catching up. I mean, you can tell he'll have those good games but I don't have good confidence that he's going to be out on the field. And once again, if he's there, he's going to be a decoy just to draw some coverage, run some short routes. So I think this is a huge blow up spot for Hunter Henry. Again, the security blanket for Henry. And also for Eckler. I mean, Eckler is receiving tons of receiving work. So PPR, he's a monster.
I have him on one team, and it's just like, it's beautiful. I don't care if he's throwing 3-yard passes in a PPR league. That's money. All right. Let's talk about another controversial name in terms of the fact that people thought he was going to come back to the same game and he's missed almost a month. Davante Adams. No one saw Aaron Rodgers going ham last week. He didn't even have half of his receivers. And the ones he did have were only on the field a little bit. Lazard played the most snaps and probably did the least. We saw MVS, who has a knee and ankle and will play. I think he was on the field for 20 snaps. He ran 13 routes. He had two passes for two catches for 133 yards and a touchdown. Really, bro? Come on. Like, it's just ridiculous. The Millie Maker of this past week in DraftKings had a Rodgers Packer stack. And that's he took on the million. So it's unfortunate. The question is, does Adams come back this week? He has not practiced as of yet. Correct me if I'm wrong. I just have a feeling he's not going to play.
No, I
don't even know if they need him, which sounds silly.
But he didn't practice this week. I don't think everything's pointing him not being there. They're putting out reports of Aaron Rodgers saying that they don't want to rush him back. So when you hear that kind of narrative, he's not going to be out there. I mean, their bye, unfortunately, is not for another 3 weeks. So that puts them in a tricky situation. But I don't think he plays this week, despite a good matchup with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I agree. This is a great matchup. I have him on a ton of teams. I really could use him. If on the field, I will play him. But I don't think he gets in the field.
Yeah.
I think he's another game-time decision. I think, this is new because he's been ruled out pretty much every week since. And I think that they are being very careful with him because they need him in the second half of the season, because right now they're looking like legit Super Bowl contenders. So they're being smart with him, and that is great. I'm happy they're doing that at the expense of us owners, but I think it'll be fine. They have to be careful, because you remember last year, AJ Green suffered the same injury. He came back in a couple weeks, re-injured it, and then went to season-ending IR because he needed surgery. Learn from others' mistakes. They're being smart with him. I'm happy about that. If he gives me a couple weeks, if I can make the playoffs with him on the bench, and then he comes back, that's a smash, okay? That's, like a first-round pick coming back. That's great. I just don't think he comes back this week. Sammy Watkins is dealing with a shoulder and more mostly a hamstring. It looks like he will play this week. I don't know what to make of Matt Moore. I think Tyreek is always going to be in play. I think Kelsey probably gets more looks than he usually. Maybe a little bit of Pringle. I don't have much faith in Hardman or Thomas. One of them got released. It was, I don't know if it was Robinson or Thomas, one of the two. But either way, I don't feel very good about Watkins. I would sit him if I were you. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, from the beginning, except the 1 year he was with the Buffalo Bills, that he blew up. You can never start this guy confidently. So I avoided him in all drafts for this reason, because he just, yep, you don't feel good about it. So if you have him, you're probably going to put him in the flex or third, second wide receiver, but you'll never feel good about it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do a couple rapid fire, and then I want to hit on two big names for wide receivers. Christian Kirk, he is a game time decision. I wish he played. I don't know if he's going to. Dede Westbrook looked fantastic last week. He will play this week. He's got another good matchup. Jamison Crowder popped up today with a knee. I don't like knee injuries, especially on Thursdays that weren't there on Wednesdays. Be careful with him, especially with his quarterback seeing ghosts. A.J. Green ruled out this week. They have a bye, I want to say, next week. He may not even be on the Bengals the week after, and I don't know why he is. They're basically old for whatever, and his contract, I believe, is expiring, so why wouldn't you get something for him? Duke Williams for the Bills is banged up with a shoulder. Haven't heard anything. MVS, as I said, knee and ankle, he will play. He's not 100%, but he's a 2-3-4 catch go route guy that can make it or break it in one play. Very risky boomer bust play, though. Marquise Hollywood Brown is on bye and should be back next week, although he's got an awful matchup versus the Patriots. DeSean Jackson, as we've been saying for eternity since he got this injury, his sports hernia will not heal with just rehab. He needs surgery. He didn't get surgery. He's going to be miserable until he does. Drop him, trade him for a bag of peanuts. I don't care what you do. He's going to be useless. The Eagles really need him to stretch the field. That's why they're struggling, or one of the reasons why they're struggling. I want to stop talking about this guy, but he continues to be relevant. Tyrell Williams should be back with his plantar fasciitis. I like Tyrell. He's a sneaky kind of guy. He's semi-reliable, and I think he'll be good to go if they can get this phase to go down. And I think he'll be fine. Paris Campbell has the same injury as DeSean Jackson, but he had surgery, and he should be back probably next week. Sterling Shepard has been ruled out with a concussion, so Ingram and Tate will get more looks. Dante Pettis popped up today with a knee injury. Be careful. They got Emmanuel Sanders. Debo Samuel will be back after his groin injury. Marquise Goodwin has a possible concussion. I don't know if he's cleared the protocol yet. This smells like a running / kiddo game to me. Okay. Now let's talk about Josh Gordon. Briefly, I want to mention what happened to his knee, and then I want to talk about the real elephant in the room. As a Patriots fan, I'm disappointed in this decision, in his decision. The last play he will have as a Patriot is him running down an interception or a fumble or something like that. Mm. Suffered an MCL sprain and probably a high ankle sprain based on what it looked like. They're calling it a bone bruise. They placed him on IR. This is not IR worthy. Here is some rumblings that I read on Twitter that seem to be pretty legit. It sounds like Bill Belichick caught him with a bag of weed in some type of paraphernalia. It might have been a needle, something like that. Obviously, if that is true, that is grounds for termination, possibly forever. It would not surprise me if this was along the lines of true, and it would. I think it makes more sense why they would IR him and trade for Sanu, which was not exactly a cheap price. What are your thoughts on this? Have you heard anything besides what I said or whatnot?
That's the first thing I've heard. I haven't heard that before, but that completely makes sense what you're saying. I mean, for those who don't aren't really following what we're saying, he was put on IR, and then they activated people off the inactive roster. So they took his spot on the team,
right,
which essentially means you're off the team, you know, this late in the year.
Yeah.
To, you know, many ways. So that's why all these eyebrows are raised, and it has to be something more than his injury. So yeah. I completely agree. Like, you know, he's on a short lease already. He did something. We don't know what it is. We'll figure out at the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, what he's basically saying is that you have two players that you can return from the IR after they were designated. One for the Patriots was N'Keal Harry, who came back today. He's eligible to play next week versus the Ravens. If he's on your waiver wire, go pick him up. He will be a top 25 to 30 receiver the rest of season. I promise you, he's learned the playbook. He's ridiculously talented, and Brady will guide him, and he will be a stud. He's right now, he's free. The other guy they're going to bring back is Isaiah Wynn, who is their second-year tackle or whatever he is, guard, who suffered a knee injury, or I don't know if it was his knee. What, I don't remember what the injury was, but they need him back. So he's an important player. So he'll be back. So those are your two guys. All right, let's bang these last three out, and then we'll move on. Delanie Walker, kind of flying under the radar, banged up with an ankle, played a little bit last week, didn't do much, and didn't, you know, whatnot. My suspicion is he will be out this week. I think Jonnu Smith is a nice, sneaky play. We saw Ryan Tannehill come back to relevance. It's amazing what someone can do with a decent line, a good running game, and some wide receivers. A.J. Brown is a good play this week. Hunter Henry is always a pretty good play. I don't even remember who they're playing this week. Their defense is legit. I think they're playing Buffalo. Is that right? Is that right? What are your thoughts on Delanie
Walker? Chicago. They're playing Chicago. Delanie Walker, I mean, he's old man time. I mean, he's of the ancient tight ends that are lingering around. He always has value. You never know when he's going to hit. I mean, the tight end market is terrible this year, particularly. And, you know, so if you have him and you don't have any other better options, you're going to play him. It's the way I feel about tight ends. You got a couple guys at the top and everyone just kind of filters in, pick your poison.
Yep. Don't be surprised, and I'm going to loop this in a sec, if the tight end Hill from the Saints has another great game if and when Jared Cook is ruled out with an ankle. He got sneaky last week. He got into the end zone. Now he's got a smash bot versus the Cardinals, who have just hemorrhaged versus tight ends except for last week when Ingram looked like a shell because he wasn't healthy and the game plan was screwy. O.J. Howard, banged up with a hamstring injury. I don't like these, especially when they're coming off of a bye and he's still banged up. Like, that's red flag. If he is ruled out, this may be a Cameron Break game, who obviously they like, even though he doesn't run nearly as many routes. This is a tough matchup. Jameis Winston is really going to struggle here versus the zone. Be careful. You have to start Godwin. You have to start Evans. But besides that, this is a bad Jameis game. This is bad Jameis. And I would be really surprised if he has even a decent game here. He's going to throw a couple pick sixes. He's going to get pummeled. He might even see ghosts. What are your thoughts on O.J. Howard's hamstring?
I mean, it's like, even if it's okay, are you going to start him? He's become droppable status right now. You know, most leagues. So he just can't get. I know. I would definitely start spot start of the week for me. It's Tennessee defense.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston is mistake prone, and all you need is one wrong move, and he's lost for the rest of the game.
Something.
Yeah. It's gonna be something.
All right. Any final thoughts? Any shout outs? Anything you wanna holler at before we wrap this up?
So my DFS stack of the week, if I had to pick one, is Seahawks full go. They have a dream matchup against Atlanta. One fun fact, DK Metcalf has the most red zone targets in the league. He's going to be I would be surprised if he doesn't score this week. And he's pretty cheap on DFS.
I'm going to add on to that when you're done.
Yeah, so keep an eye on all the you know, what's going on tomorrow and Saturday, so you know what's going who to start for Sunday.
Yeah, so DK Metcalf is going to go from nobody to chalk in 1 week. And here's why. He predominantly runs the majority of his routes on the left side of the field, and their safety that he's facing, he's going to eat him up. This is a smash spot. Lockett's going to have a fantastic game. I would stack both. You may even do Wilson, Carson, Metcalf, and Lockett, which is a crazy stack. But I don't mind it. I'll definitely have something along those lines. I think that you run it back with Julio, maybe Hooper, something along those lines. I don't think Matty Ice plays, or if he does, I don't think he lasts. I haven't really done much DFS yet. I usually do most of my stuff on Saturday because there's the injuries impact so much stuff. I will have my DFS lineup stuff out on Saturday morning for our Patreon subscribers. If you're not, check it out, patreon.com/thefantasydoctors. Thank you for tuning in. If you like the video, hit the thumbs up button, hit the subscribe button. We have a ton of videos up all the time. Check out our YouTube page and check out the Fantasy Doctors website, which has a ton of stuff as well that are in all different places that you may not know where to look. Thank you for tuning in. We will hit you back next week. Yeah. We appreciate your time. Thanks, and good luck this week.